Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a woman, there's her daughter, and they're going viral. And you can catch this video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. And the reason they're going viral is mom posted this video of her little kid ordering McDonald's. And her daughter, not in the mood for a Happy Meal when they went through this California McDonald's drive-thru. And you can hear the daughter from the car seat in the back saying she wanted a sad meal.
Can I please get the four-piece chicken nugget Happy Meal?
Then a four-piece chicken
nugget. I want the salmon, Mommy.
Yes, please. All right, extra fries.
I want the salmon. I want the salmon. I want the salmon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got you a sad meal, baby, but they call it something different at McDonald's.
Lies.
Okay? But I got you a sad meal, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Quit lying to your kid. Come on.
Wow.
Hey, well, think it's a anything. Good thing to do yeah. when your kid is about to melt down.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
I can respect that. Yeah, yeah. It's totally the sad meal. They're stupid. They call it the Happy Meal.
Is it really parenting if you don't lie to your kids every now and then? Like, really?
Wow, man, that's...
See, the sad meal is if they forget the sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, that's
then it becomes the sad meal.
Yeah. I wonder if her little brain, she's like, I'm sad, and this is the meal that will cheer me up. Give me the sad meal. It'll make me happy.
No, you know? She's just an emo kid in making. She's ready to be sad for the rest of her life. So she wants the sad meal.
I want the meal. Put on my Chemical Romance. And give me some black eyeliner.
Yeah. Maybe have like a serial killer toy, like Michael Myers as the toy instead of
Chucky.
Or Chucky. Yeah.
I mean, you might as well just get Chucky.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
What would be a sad meal? I mean, maybe like you just get like apple slices.
Limp fries.
Oh, yeah. The limp fries. Yeah.
No salt
fries.
On them.
Yeah.
They forget the salt, the fries. Yeah. Chicken nuggets without any sauce.
Oh, I was
and
thinking.
Apple packets.
How about just kale? You just get a box of
kale.
Kale?
I'm trying to pick items from McDonald's, VJ. They don't have kale.
Well, that would make it a sad meal if I went to McDonald's, I'll tell you
a
that.
A box of kale chips.
Yeah,
I was just
going to
say some like soggy, limp lettuce that nobody has touched in months.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And the kale chips, the part where it stops being like an actual chip and now it's just crumbs. You know, like the kale crumbs.
Yeah.
Just a bag full of that. Here's your sad meal.
No extra fries at all.
No.
And don't forget the they usually get a toy. So this kid will probably get like a pencil. You know,
one pencil.
Some healthy thing, or you know,
calculator.
Yeah, exactly.
A travel size tube of toothpaste.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the drink is lukewarm. Like they forgot the
water.
Ice. Yeah, they ran out of ice.
Oh yeah, it's completely just water
or soda that doesn't have any carbonation in it.
Oh, taste
with
it
with no ice.
There we go.
That is a sad meal.
It's a very sad meal.
This is actually making me mad.
Yeah. Oh, a mad meal. All right. Yeah. Well, we can go right there. Yeah.
It's actually making me kind of hungry. This is weird.
Really?
That is very...
It's just kale crumbs, lukewarm water, and limp lettuce. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Breakfast of Champions, BJ.
Okay. I didn't realize
that
was...
No, it just makes me want Chicken McNuggets. That's all.
Oh, fair. Oh, I see. Oh, because we're talking about McDonald's, basically. Yes. That's why. Yeah. Yeah. I can appreciate that. Well, and the kid didn't sound... I mean, the kid sounded okay. I expected a tantrum kid. I really thought this kid was going to be, like, just having the worst day.
I don't know. That was kind of whiny voice. I think that was kind of leading up to a meltdown right
Mom
there.
Mom lied to stop the tantrum. She knew the tantrum
she was on
coming.
The cusp.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, that mom is mom of the year. She knows what's up.
It's like, yeah, sometimes, like, Tatum just decides, like, she wants things mom to do it for her, but if dad tries to do it, it's like, I'm coming in with, like, a knife or something like that. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing. Like, yesterday she wanted her socks off her feet, and she was having a hard time getting them off. And so she's asking mom to do it. And mom's busy cooking, so I'm like, I'll come over there and I'll take your socks off. I go over there, and it's almost like as if like I scared her with like a Chucky doll. Like, she just starts screaming. I'm like, I'm doing the same thing mom wants you to. You want mom to do? Like, I don't understand. What is going? I need a blonde wig.
Yeah.
I think that's what I need.
Oh, I don't think that's going to get her done.
That'll probably terrify her more.
Yeah, it's like, what is happening? I know. Aren't children wonderful? Where
no.
you just feel like. It's like, no, you don't understand. It's not I want the socks off. I want mom to stop what she's doing and make me the center of her life.
There's a person on TikTok every once in a while that I see that is just, his only thing is explaining why his 3-year-old and 5-year-old are freaking out. And it's some of the funniest things ever. Just,
I should start doing that.
You really should, because stuff like that is hilarious.
Dude, she had a full-on meltdown. And so, like, she's trying to go over to mom, but mom's, you know, using a knife and there's a hot oven. So she's just like, hey, can you just, like, grab her? Maybe bring her upstairs. We have like a slide. We call it the Wii. And she had like a little slide in her playroom. I'm like, all right, I'll bring her up there. That's going to put her in a good mood for sure. So I pick her up. Now she's screaming hysterics.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay, once we get to the slide, things are going to be fine. The slide fixes everything. Get into the playroom. Set her down. I've never seen her run faster in my entire life, BJ. It was like one of those cartoons where it's like the legs are moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
She hits the ground and goes so fast and heads straight to the staircase. And I'm just like, she's not slowing down for those stairs.
Yeah.
So I just start running and I dive and grab her. And I'm like down on the ground holding her. And now I'm even more hysterics because, Dad, how dare you keep me from mom?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I bring her now, and I'm like, heart's racing. I'm like, she almost just went down those stairs hard. Now I bring her into the playroom, and I'm like, okay, close the door. This won't go poorly. Because I'm just trying to let mom have a moment.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to bug mom.
Yeah.
Now she's like yelling and screaming, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna sit by the slide. At some point, you're gonna turn around and you're gonna realize this is a fun room, and Dad's not that bad of a guy. Now she's screaming and banging her head on the door.
Oh, jeez!
Now I'm like, you know what?
Yeah,
we're going back downstairs.
Tevin out. Oh, that's awesome.
I go downstairs and I just look like I saw a crime, and it's just like. What's happening up there? I'm like, you don't even want to know.
Wow.
I was like, I've never felt more unloved by this child. I'll tell you that much.
That is an epic meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
That happens once a week at least.
Joy of children.
And I try to explain, like, you know, she's like, I don't know, why do you feel so down about it? I'm like, you don't understand what this is like. Like, I mean, I hope you never experience this. Like, because it's
you know where you're entering. You know what's happening. And you said
the
it was
awesome
premature
twos.
For you.
Yeah. Oh, the awesome twos.
That's awesome twos. You know, you've had it premature, which means maybe you'll be lucky and, you know, she'll be nicer before she turns 3. I don't know. But man, I mean, it's typical. I don't know what it is either. But boy, it's amazing when they get close to 2 years old, they become that.
I just wish there was like a video surveillance video of me. It probably didn't look as graceful, but I felt like Tyler Lockett catching one of Russell Wilson's moon passes.
Oh, good catch.
I'm just diving.
Yeah.
And it's like, what was that giant bang? I'm like, that was just me diving to stop our child from running down the stairs.
Nice move.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the moves, buddy.
I mean, you need
more
times.
You need more cameras in your house so that way we get all these precious moments.
Right,
on.
These embarrassing moments.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Congratulations. You're Father of the Year, Sad Happy Meal Ladies, Mother of the Year. That's it's all a win. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to know this. I want to know why a museum would start their own OnlyFans page. I'm very intrigued by this.
It's run by Vicky, clearly.
Whoa. Oh, she's in charge of that museum. All right. Well, Steve's going to tell us why. He's got the Migs Report for you at 6:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical for giving us the Migs Report. And today is a day that we celebrate every day here on The Rock. It's National Babbling Day.
Oh, yeah, that's us.
That's babble, babble, babble.
Babble, babble, babble.
And enjoy some pumpkin cheesecake as well because it's Pumpkin Cheesecake Day.
Ooh.
Or you go with something that is celebrated internationally, and that is today is the International Day of the Nacho.
Oh, that's nice,
sweet.
Too.
I mean, who doesn't love nachos?
I don't think anybody on this show has a thumbs down to the nacho.
All right, so what are you putting on your nachos when it comes to meat? Do you go with the ground beef? Or do you go with the chicken?
Oh, see, I was going to go pulled pork.
Yeah, you can do pulled pork, too.
Pulled pork is amazing.
Yeah.
That is a great pick.
Again, either one of those I'm not going to complain about.
But if you had to choose right now.
I think I'll ground beef it.
Yeah.
It's traditional. Yeah.
I feel like if it's that, like, gooey, almost fluorescent cheese, it has to be ground beef. But if it's actual real cheese, I'm always going chicken.
The chicken is so good with the sour cream.
Yeah, it really, really is.
Gosh, I want some.
All right, I'll
I need nachos,
nachos
right now.
For
all right, let's have some nachos for breakfast, and let's play on OnlyFans, guys, because there's a museum in Austria that just set up their own OnlyFans page. And the story, it's hilarious because, you know, there's some social media pages, thankfully Twitter is not one of them, that has problems with the boobage. It's like Instagram, you see some people posting pictures, they have to get creative with like kind of like putting things over certain parts of the body parts because they don't want to be flagged and then have their page shut down. Apparently TikTok is also an issue on there. I don't spend a lot of time on TikTok, but apparently if you have any kind of somewhat nude stuff going on, the pictures will be taken down. So this museum in Austria, what they've been doing is putting up like some of the artwork, but some of the artwork is of the body in its natural state.
Okay.
Even though it's like a sculpture or a painting, they're flagging it and taking it down. It's like, you know what? We're sick of this crap. We're starting our own OnlyFans page where you can look at their art.
Boy, that is ridiculous. I understand the algorithms are algorithms. And we saw that on Silicon Valley, you know, where hot dogs were getting flagged in that show. And it's I get it, but it seems silly that artwork is being flagged as, I guess, pornography.
Yeah, they said we have 3,000-year-old works of art being censored on social media. Clearly, there's something wrong here. That's why we decided to put the Capitol's world-famous explicit artwork on OnlyFans. I guess you could also, like, do you have to have them Can you do a free OnlyFans page?
I believe you can.
Okay, because I mean, it'd be weird if they're like, hey, we want $6.99 so you can look at some of this artwork.
But. Well, we know who would be the curator of that museum if they charge $6.99. We exactly know that would be the Steve Museum.
Steve who?
Yeah.
Grill?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Apparently, this has been an issue with museums for a while. Back in 2018, some kind of museum, I guess they were having some issues because Facebook was taking down some of their pictures and stuff, and they were just like, "It's just art, man."
It's true. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, that's all it is just art, as opposed to what they think it is.
Man, could you imagine being at home you're in your house?
I'm in my house right now.
Yep, watching TV.
Okay, I do that.
Okay, and all of a sudden, some random person just walks into the room, a burglar.
Whoa, that would not be cool.
This happened to a woman in northern Michigan. She screamed. Her husband chased the guy off. The cops were able to track the guy down. His name's Kevin. He's 43. He was in his parents' backyard when they found him. That's not embarrassing for the parents.
Wow.
But when the cop tried to talk to him, he ran off, and he went straight to the woods. So now, like, crap, it's dark out. We can't find him. They brought in the canine unit. Still couldn't find the guy. They're like, this sucks. What are we going to do? Well, you just wait for Kevin to call you, because Kevin, the guy that they're trying to find, called 911 because he got lost in the woods.
That's fantastic. Well, there we go.
And, you know, they did him a solid. They helped find him, and then they arrested him.
Woo! What is wrong with Kevin? That's the question.
More important, what is wrong with your Boston Red Sox, BJ?
Ooh.
Ooh.
You know, really? I notice you don't really make it the headline when they win. You just make it the headline when they lose.
I'm here for all baseball. What are you talking about?
There you are.
What the hell, man? They lost to Houston 9-1.
Yeah.
Down, what, 3-2 in the series?
Yeah.
You know, I give you a hard time, but we talked about it during commercial break. You weren't in the room, so maybe I shouldn't share this with you. But we were saying, hey, you know what? At the end of the day, I do hope that the Red Sox do well, because I like to cheer for my friends' teams.
Yeah. Aww. And they are the underdog. They weren't supposed to do anything this season, so they are the underdog. Houston, on the other hand, they're a really good team, and it people thought because of those two blowouts that the Red Sox had against them that Houston wasn't good. That's not true. Houston's a very good team, which is why they're up 3-2.
Well, I mean, they cheat, so you know.
And so, they have been hearing, yes. By the way, that's been their rallying cry, Danny, because they have been hearing that from everybody. Everybody's been saying that about Houston, and that's been a story. They did like a little feature about how only 5 guys remain from that team that was the team of cheaters. So, the other 20 dudes are like, I wasn't even on that team, and you're calling us cheaters. And by the way, the guy with the bang in the trash barrel, he's the manager of the other team. Stop giving us a hard time.
I would just embrace it, go full on Eddie Guerrero for us wrestling fans. Just like, yeah. Like a shirt that says the Astros on the back of it says lie, cheat, and steal.
Cheat to win.
That's right. Cheat to win. You ain't cheating, you ain't winning.
Yeah, they're pissed about it. They really are. And I think that's put a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. Also, the Red Sox pitcher taunted one of the Astros players at the end of game 3. And man, you don't wake the bear. And that's exactly what they did. They woke the bear, and the Astros have won 2 in a row.
I'd get a new mascot if I'm the Astros, and I'd call him Cheater the Astro.
Oh, really? That's what you'd call him, Cheater?
Like, he could be a cheetah.
Yeah.
He's a cheetah.
I see what
I'm
you
a
mean.
Cheetah. Yeah. Right. I am Cheater the Cheetah.
Yeah, that's it.
The Braves, they crushed LA 9-2. They're 1 game away from the World Series. As much as I want to see your team do well at the end of the day, BJ, if it goes to the World Series, of course, I'm rooting for the Braves.
That's a big shocker, too, because I don't think anybody would have given the Braves a chance, because L.A. had 106 wins, arguably the second-best team in baseball, and the Braves. So there's a lot of shock going on. Lots of shock and awe.
What was that, like a 3-1 series lead now for the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah. Now the Dodgers are poised for a great comeback, or the Braves will show everybody they're better than people thought they were.
Dude, speaking about mascots, I don't know if you saw what the New Jersey Devils mascot, the New Jersey Devil, did while they were playing the Seattle Kraken.
I did not see this at all.
It seems like the teams are all like trying to take shots at like what would be the Seattle Kraken mascot. Like we
what
mentioned,
did he do?
So Gritty with the Philadelphia Flyers, they brought out Seattle's quote unquote official mascot, and it was Cuddles the Kraken.
Yeah.
The New Jersey Devils at some point, they have like their mascot, which is a devil, but they also have like mascot kind of like giant, like weird headed like versions of like old star players like Ken Danico. Like they have like these weird heads, like they're mascots, and they're out on the ice and they brought out the Kraken mascot, which was like a weird lobster looking thing.
Okay.
I don't know if you can find it. It's on the Jersey Devils Twitter page. He comes out wearing a Kraken jersey, and then the New Jersey Devils mascot just hits him with a chair, like WWE style.
Okay.
Knocks him down. Of course, the crowd's going nuts, and they beat up on the guy, but it was pretty funny.
Again, you know, we're getting the quality class from both Philadelphia and New Jersey, I have to say, when it comes to this.
I think it's great.
It's funny, but we haven't seen anything like this from the other teams they played.
Vicky, you're looking on the Devil's actual Twitter page. You have to look on the New Jersey Devil. Oh, the Devil, the mascot, has his own Twitter page. That's where you're going to find it.
That's where we'll find it. Yeah. Come on, how do you not know that, Vicky?
NJ Devil 00.
Come on. You don't follow that mascot on Twitter? What's wrong with you?
I mean, there it is right there. Yeah. He's even verified. What the hell's wrong with you?
He's verified.
There it is right there. There's the video. Sure, that's a BJ. And we have to show. There's the giant Ken Danico head.
Wow, that's
And all
weird.
Of a sudden, they bring out this weird looking. I don't even know.
He looks like Zoidberg from Futurama or something. And he's also smaller than everybody else.
He kind of looks like a shrimp, honestly.
Yeah. Or maybe that's what he is.
Yeah. If you remember the Amanda show, he looks like one of the dancing lobsters.
Either way, he's not a crap.
So far, they've set the bar low on what the mascot is going to be when we actually unveil a mascot on Saturday.
At least Gritty's lame mascot was at least had tentacles. You know what I mean?
You run to the party store. Yeah, you can only find so many costumes. Halloween's right around the corner. People probably bought all their Kraken costumes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I'm personally offended by this.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I'm with you, buddy.
Big home opener for the Kraken. Will we see a mascot? We'll find out Saturday night over at the Climate Pledge Arena. And to preview the game, tomorrow morning at 7:47, we'll be having our friend John Forslund back on. He's going to be chatting about the Seattle Kraken, how they've done so far, what we should be nervous about, what we shouldn't be worried about, and all that good stuff. He's the play-by-play guy for the Seattle Kraken on Root Sports. Speaking of the Kraken also, jersey sales, dude, they're still shattering records. Like, they're saying that the Seattle Kraken jersey sales have completely saved the NHL shop from the past couple of years of, like, you know, obviously things went downhill when the world shut down. And the Kraken jerseys alone are selling like crazy. Danny went on the website this morning on the NHL shop, and most of the jerseys are sold out in all the sizes. For home and away.
Wow. It's a good-looking sweater, man. The art department and creators have put together one of the finest logos in sports. And in my opinion, it looks amazing, and I'm not surprised. I mean, granted, a lot of it may be because they're a new team. A lot of it could be because we're going crazy here in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. I'd love to see the numbers outside the Northwest of people buying it, you know? That's what I'd love to see.
Every time they've been on the road, obviously, for the first five games, and they shoot out to the crowd, I'm sure some people are traveling to see the team, but I also think those are people that are just buying jerseys that live in that area that maybe are just like, yeah, I might as well root for this team.
My husband's a Devils fan. I'm going to wear a...
Yeah. I'm going to troll him by getting a Kraken jersey. Yeah.
Lots of transplants, perhaps, you know? I mean, there are people that do move out of our area that are, you know, love Seattle. So, yeah, I mean, that's exciting, dude. And that's a great success story all the way around.
And also the t-shirts. Someone posted a picture on Twitter just saying, hey, I think I figured out who the Seattle Kraken fans' favorite player is. And it's like one of those, like, little, like, stands that have, like, a bunch of shelves and you have all the player t-shirts, like the player number t-shirts. And all the Brandon Tanev ones completely sold out.
Wow. You said it. You called it, Steve. You said the guy would be a rock star.
He's got a sweet flow. Yeah. He's got the crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And he blows kisses to the opposing team when he scores.
That is so funny.
And the fans.
Yeah.
Which I thought was awesome. All right. Hey, at least the Sounders did not lose yesterday. They tied.
Yeah.
1-1.
That gets you something.
Against Colorado, so that's okay, I guess.
We broke the streak of all the Seattle teams losing, kind of.
Right?
Kind of. Yeah,
that's it.
Thursday night football tonight, you got the Broncos versus the Browns.
Oh,
go Browns, screw you, Caesar.
Oh, I knew you'd do it.
Gotta do it. I love Caesar.
Well, but you need to, because he loves his Dodgers, and right now he's got a tear in his eye, too.
Oh, man. Now I'm going to get a Facebook message from him saying, you guys are going to do this to me like this?
Yeah, tonight could be a really bad night for him. His Dodgers and Broncos could lose.
Ouch.
Yeah, that could be a bad night for Caesar.
As far as weather, at least it's going to be a nice day while he's sad. It's going to be 67 degrees. It's a little cloudy, but hey, we'll take 67, won't we?
Yeah. Another reason for you to root for Boston. Yesterday, the temperature was 69 degrees, Joe Buck announced, and I immediately yelled in my living room, nice.
That's the major part, and that's what's up.
There you go. All righty. Well, it's, talking about, jerseys and shirts, dude, you're rocking it, I'm rocking it, the KISW hockey tee that we put
Danny's
out there.
Rocking it, Rev's rocking it.
Oh, dude.
Vicky has hers in her purse, like everything she has.
Yeah. It is a sweet, it's one of my favorite t-shirts the Rock has ever
done. Joe's rocking it, too.
So
forget about it. We're all nuts.
Yeah. If you're a Kraken fan, you're going to love this KISW hockey tee. As it's got this monster from the deep just trying to bring the rock down, baby.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. The rock is shining high.
All in the sweet Kraken colors, too, so it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's a good-looking tee. I am... Vicky, thank you for getting it. I wasn't sure. This might be the most timely T-shirt I've ever gotten from Vicky.
I know. It fell off the truck early.
Oh, this is good. And you can get those at the Rock Shop, by the way, KISW.com. And you don't have to worry about those being sold out. We got plenty right now, I say, and hopefully they are sold out.
It's just in.
Sold out.
Yeah, I hope. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What cartoon provides the mascots for Coco and Fruity Pebbles?
Whoa. Fred Flintstone?
No.
What was the question?
What cartoon provides the mascots for Coco and Fruity Pebbles?
Hanna-Barbera.
No.
What cartoon provides the mascots? Looney Tunes.
No.
Ah, Steve.
I never did well in listening comprehension in school.
Yeah. Well, I thought you would pull that one out. You did not pull that one out, but you were very close. It actually, the name of the show is The Flintstones, and that was the right answer. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 6:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.